How's everybody? What's going on? I'm here. Big Chris is here.
I'm back, peoples.
Always here.
Always here.
Rocking out on a RRS show. Getting ready to do this thing right here. Now listen, Black Friday is going to be coming up sooner than later. And I got a question. Now, with all the craziness going on, I don't see Black Friday going down how it used to go down once upon a time. I don't think that we're going to see the lines outside the store, you know, waiting to get in, you know, your Walmarts or your Targets or whatever store you frequent is going to get that TV longer than the wall, the Great Wall of China. You know, whatever you're trying to get, that electronics or, you know, that cheap item that you have to get on Black Friday, whatever the new hottest gadget is, I don't believe that the stores is going to be how it was once upon a time. You know what I mean? Because I think with the COVID, you know, the distancing rule, you know, one thing. And two, you know, between this time and now, you know, Black Friday, you know, Thanksgiving and all that, you know, I just see some nonsense happening that, you know, with the looting and just taking stuff, you know, how people were doing things, whatever with the cause or the fight was for, you know, it's that tendencies in people to do that. That's why some of these stores in these cities, you know, metropolis cities are boarded up still. You know, it's like a trust factor there. You know, Big Chris, do you see yourself sitting outside line, you know, waiting forever to get your item?
I have never and my son is now 23.
Okay, shout out to King Kanai out there.
There's never been a line that I was standing to get anything for anyone. A Black Friday deal or not? I'm sorry, I am just. You know, maybe if I had, you know, multiple children or my grandchildren or something like that, that I felt like I'm getting a deal of a lifetime.
Shout out to all the moms that stood in line for Cabbage Patch dolls and Nintendo. Shout out to our mom who did that.
Moms and aunties, you know. And I give them the utmost respect.
Yeah.
I would never. I would pay three times the amount before I would be up on some damn
in a line waiting
morning of or the morning after Thanksgiving at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning standing outside.
So you're not sitting in line waiting for your for some Jordans for your son or boyfriend or husband or whoever. You know what I mean? Would you? I mean,
make the sign of the cross. Don't you ever say them damn two things together in a sentence.
That's one of them things that you know some men will stand in line and wait for Jordans for dropping. Well, you know, in the store. You know what I mean?
That's some men, and you also know. Have people who will stand outside the Best Buys and. You know, if they want to get iPads or iPhones, or if it's a 54-inch or 56-inch television on sale for Black Friday
for $100, they want that. I'm on it.
A smart TV.
Yes.
No.
Nah, that's not. Nah.
I wait the day after and pay the $200 more. I'm not doing it. I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy.
You got to get the excitement of it all
it. And yeah. I do believe at 51 years old, I'm not about to start doing it unless by chance I should in this lifetime while I'm still able-bodied and my mind is right. If I had, you know, a grandchild or grandchildren that I adored.
Okay.
And I would say.
Yeah, we got to get in line for this particular.
I have to adore.
Yeah.
That I would do that for. Okay. But again, I go back to as long as I have the ability to work and make money.
Gotcha.
I'll pay the full price.
Shout out to the full price payers. I guess
now,
that don't want to.
What I would stand in line for is if they had reduced prices on weaves.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Now listen. That's something I was just looking at.
My
sister, she slid to me and was letting me know how much these weave prices cost. These weave prices out there is crazy because your man AC5 is never one for getting a woman's hair done. That's just that. That ain't one of my repertoires. Between getting hair done in bags, Nah, you lost me on that. Now, I might have slid a couple of 100 this way, you know, 80 bucks that way, or something like
short.
That.
You
know,
short.
For a round away, you know what I mean? Some braid type joints.
Oh, hell no.
All day long. I'm your boy. I'm your guy. Gotcha. But then.
We went to melt away leech first.
I just seen
people.
Something that my sister was sliding to me. Prices was just looking like $250, $475. I'm like, for some hair? I'm like, now for you to look fly, I get it, but I don't get it. See, I'm a bald head brother. You know, shout out to all the bald head brothers, you know, got that Michael Jordan Kojak thing going on. You know what I mean? So I could find myself spending more money on something else that's like needed, like, you know, brakes and rotors for my car, or a good ounce doesn't cost that much to make you bounce. So I'm not paying that $350 for that, or that $475 okay, I seen. $475 for a weave?
But
what?
Mine's going to be $620 when I go.
That's a present that AC Fire is not affording.
That's
getting
a
you.
Present to myself. And it's no. And this is how I feel about it. Ladies, we work hard, and we want to look good.
Yeah.
If you have a man, you know, a significant other, your husband, whomever, I have no one but me, and I still want to look good. Mm. I'm at the hair salon, and I'm at the nail salon every 2 to 3 weeks. That's what I do. But I decided that this year I was going to treat myself to the big experience and go and splurge on a phenomenal weave. Now,
all right.
My sisters out there who listen, and let me just say this.
I mean, where's this party at? Okay. I mean, with the phenomenal weave. I mean, I got to get me some a crushed velvet smoking jacket. I seen something. I'm looking at.
Because men always say, like, what, you ain't got no hair? That nothing could be farther from the truth. And women who wear weaves, men always think they have no hair. Or, you know, they bald headed. Mm. Nothing could be farther from the truth in my case. My issue is, one, I'm very lazy.
Okay.
Two, I sweat a lot in my head. So whatever I do, especially, you know, exercising, doing cardio, I sweat.
Yeah.
So I can start out with a nice, pretty wrap, you know, my own natural hair. But because I'm a sweater, and that's just by nature.
Yeah, I think we all got that going on.
By the end of the day, I start off looking like James Brown. But you ever see James Brown at the end of a concert?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So that's me on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing for me is, a weave allows you to be so versatile. And you can change up, switch, you know, but when you start getting into, like, because what I'm great treat myself to, after reviews and recommended by a very dear young lady to me, she said, "Treat you. You know where you should go? You should go to Pretty Girl Slay." So I went and did some research. Pretty Girl Slay, right there on 5th Street in Philadelphia, PA. Went online to make an appointment. This was back in September. She is so fucking bad. And when I say bad, I mean good.
Bad, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
I couldn't get an appointment for 3 months.
Wow.
Actually, it's 3.5 months because I made the appointment back the end of September. I don't even go to her until January.
Let's see, something like that, that give a brother about like 3 months to pay something off. So it could work something out. You know what I mean? So if you got a weave, it's like 3 and some change. And somebody got a birthday coming up, fellas out there.
I got to tell
you. You know, you
people,
can pay for your lady's weave. You know what I mean? 3 months, I got you. Now, you know what? I can do that, but not on Friday.
Three bundles and a frontal, it's $620.
Oh,
so
man.
It goes back to how much you love yourself.
Yeah.
And if you got a significant other that you want to look good for, kudos to you and them.
Yeah.
Me personally, okay. I'm a single woman, and I'm at the hairdresser and nail salon every 2-3 weeks for me. Now, if by chance that's a luck upon a man, that's fine. But in general, I think that the care that a woman gives to herself says a lot about how she feels about herself.
Damn right.
And when men sit there and say, "I don't get it," it's no different than a woman doesn't get how or why a man will spend a ridiculous amount of money on hubcaps.
Oh, you mean rims? Yeah, you mean not hubcaps, but whatever. Rims or tires,
yeah. Maybe a pair of glasses. Maybe a pair of loafers. So
that too as well.
There you go. So if a woman's thing is a nice weave and a nice bag, okay. You know, I love my niece Shayna. You know, got me into this MCM now, and I love.
Shout out to the pain.
There you go. You know, I love it. You know, it's like I got two of them now. I'm working my way up to a third one, but I had to put a halt because I decided to get the weed for $650. So, you know what I mean? But the two MCMs I have, you know, they total over, man, you know, $1,200. So it's easy. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's nothing wrong with loving yourself and treating yourself right. And it's we all have our little fetishes and things. Some people are into bikes. Some people are into, like, you know, AC Fire just said, the rims, the glasses, the shoes. It's whatever it is that makes you feel good. If you're not hurting nobody getting it,
yeah,
and you enjoying it, I say go for what you know. I want y'all to know, when I get this damn motherfucking weed for $700 on January 12th, it's going to be posted on the fucking website.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have photos of every motherfucking strand.
Just so y'all know.
Of this, y'all going to get tired of seeing my face. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to tell AC5, I don't want nobody else's picture on there.
Yeah.
Because I want y'all to
gonna,
see.
She's going to shut down the Reality Rap Show website.
$20.
Of
looks
hair,
like.
Look like swinging and swinging. And when swinging, I tell swinging.
Y'all, I am so excited to do this for myself. I would like somebody else to do it for me, but in the meantime, I will be doing it for myself.
Unbelievable. You already know. Oh, it's unbelievable on the Reality Rap Show.
Ladies, give us a shout about this, because this definitely deserves some women calling in and giving a shout out to.
Yeah.
If you understand.
Hey, listen.
And feel how I feel about your weave, your wig, your lace front, your frontal, your nails, your toes.
Yeah.
Give a shout out.
Give a shout out. Yeah.
Men just don't understand.
No, I don't. I'd rather buy an ounce.
Here you go.
Party people on the plane. Get in the body.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Put your mask on.
Mask up.